your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Based in Belfast, Northern Ireland, my guest Sarah Crockett released her EP, Better Be Gone, earlier this year. She spent time in Nashville in 2013 playing in various venues, including the Bluebird Cafe. She sang and chatted on the world-famous WSM radio station and did a whole lot of songwriting while she was in Music City. Her next big gig is coming up in Glasgow, Scotland with Raintown at the end of December. My pleasure now to welcome Sarah Crockett to the show. Hey, Sarah.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
I am absolutely delighted that you're having me on the show. Thank you so, so much. This is brilliant.
Oh, well, thank you. It's so great to have you here. A bit of a time difference. Good thing you're a night owl because it's midnight in Northern Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I would normally stay out quite late, but so this is actually a perfect time for me. This is when I'm very alert, so it's fine. It's perfect.
Good, great. Well, we've got a couple of songs of yours from your EP to share on the show here, including one that was a single for you. So we're looking forward to that. Let's go back to your early musical life, Sarah. And I know that right now, of course, you're doing got a country pop thing going on, and singer-songwriter too. But before that, you were trying some different styles on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole music thing all really started out for me when I was 16. A band that was formerly a male-fronted band, it was a rock band, came up to me and wanted me to be their lead singer, and that was when I really got into performing. That was a great confidence builder, and it kind of learned me how to work a crowd, and I even threw in the odd headbang in there every now and again. But we got to support some really great acts, and I actually collaborated on a dance track then too, so I've really kind of tested the waters with a few genres, but I know for sure that I have find my home here in country music, kind of falling into the cowboy boots. I absolutely love country now.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a great genre to express emotion in, to have fun in, as some of your songs are, like so-called Friends. You can really cover such a wide range of emotions, and maybe give us a glimpse into the country music scene in Northern Ireland and in Belfast. Is there a big market for it there?
Well, Ireland and Northern Ireland has its own kind of style of country music. I don't know if you've heard of Irish country before. It takes, like, influences from the American thing, but it has its own vibe. I think you would really need to listen to it to kind of know what I mean. But so there's
right.
a big fan base for that. But, yeah, I mean, people are willing to listen, and I think it's a genre that's growing over here, but it's just taking its time. But there are fans out there for country, for sure.
And do any of the North American artists, are they big over there? You know, Garth Brooks, we're going back a little bit, Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson, people like that, do they have a voice over there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's country stations and stuff over here play that kind of music, and people really do enjoy it. But I kind of find this funny for people who are my age. I went to see Brad Paisley in Dublin last year, and whenever I was telling people, oh, yeah, I'm going to go see Brad Paisley, my friends were like, who? So, you know, it really differs between age, you know, like,
right.
I just find that really strange that some people won't have heard of country music at all, but then some people are really, really into it over here. It's like two sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I actually saw Brad Paisley earlier this year, and he put on a great show. What a concert.
He really, really does. And actually, there's a big festival in March, and Brad Paisley, Dixie Chicks, Rascal Flatts, Zac Brown Band are all playing over here. So, you know, I think
oh,
that's going to really do a lot for it over here. people are going to be able to go to that and realize, yeah, they really do like country music, so that's good.
Exactly. And that's what it takes sometimes, people sort of putting aside the stereotype they might think it is and then actually going to a concert like that, then they really get turned on to the music. You spent a lot of time in Nashville this year, which is really cool, quite a few weeks, and one of the opportunities you had was to play at the Bluebird Cafe and with some great writers and artists here. For example, Leroy Parnell, one of my favorites when he was an artist back in the 90s. And there's Tommy Womack was on your set that night, Benita Hill, and David Jacob Strain. What was that like at the Bluebird Cafe with such big songwriters like them?
I mean, playing the Bluebird was just amazing. It's something that, you know, you have to work a long time to get, but I just kind of was lucky that this festival called the Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival, it runs between Belfast and Nashville, as you would assume with the name. But, yes, they run it in Belfast in February, and then they pick, like, some of their favorite artists, local artists, and bring them out to Nashville and showcase them. So that's how I got that. And it was just such a pleasure to play. And, you know, I have been watching YouTube videos since I was younger, you know, of my favorite artists playing on that stage. It's just knowing who has played there before you and that you're sharing the same stage. And, you know, that night, Leroy Parnell was like joining in with some of the other artists who were playing at the time. And it was just a really cool vibe, and I'm just so honored to have played there. Really, really cool.
Wow, what an experience to have. Was that your first time in Nashville this year?
Yeah, that was the first trip. That was the first time in Nashville. So, you know, I was just really excited to see it. And, you know, even in, you know, the Nashville program, I am an avid watcher of the Nashville program. Just so to see it as well in the flesh was just, you know, really, really, really cool. Loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, what a great show Nashville is, right? The weekly series, all the drama, the music. Great show, and you guys obviously get it over there because you're watching it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really brilliant. And I think that as well is introducing people to country music too, because they're watching it for the comedy and entertainment value, but then they're like, hey, these songs are actually pretty good too. So it's a good show.
Yeah, it's a great show, and it just keeps getting better and better. And I'm not sure if you saw the last episode just a couple of days ago. I'm not sure if it would have aired there at the same time, but there were a couple of cliffhangers at the end. You were not sure what's going to happen next.
I still have to watch that one, so don't you be ruining
okay.
it for me.
No, I won't give you any clues, but it's a good one. You'll enjoy it. So you had a chance in that round to perform and meet Benita Hill, who's written songs with Garth Brooks, or for Garth Brooks, Two Pina Coladas, It's Your Song, which were a couple of his big hits. And now you're writing with her, and you've written some songs together. Talk about working with Benita.
Benita is just such a lovely woman. We were introduced to her during the festival, the first trip out, as you said. And, you know, I got her email address, and whenever I knew I was returning for 6 weeks this summer, I sent her an email, and she was like, sure, let's meet up. And she got me some gigs around the town and invited me to her house. And, you know, it was just so welcoming. And it was really, really nice to have that, you know, someone that you know over there. And then we did eventually write a song together. And for me, that was a real pleasure because, you know, she has written some so successful songs. And she brought a lot of great ideas into my writing. And it was just really, really nice to collaborate with her. And the song we wrote together is called Honey Trap. And it's actually going to be my next single. So I'm looking forward to getting that one recorded too.
Oh, great. That's exciting. When you're writing with someone like that, what are the benefits of co-writing? And in the past, have you done a lot of solo writing, or have you done co-writing before Benita?
I had co-written before Benita and I got together. I love the whole bouncing off each other, you know. Whenever you say something and then they kind of like elaborate on it and it makes you think of something else, you know, you just think of things that you wouldn't usually find just sitting by yourself, and it just makes
yeah.
it a little more interesting, and it's just a great, great way to write a song. But I do write on my own too, and I think it's a great thing to be able to write by yourself too. But co-writing's definitely a lot of fun, and it's something you have to get used to as well. I mean, it's strange at the start, but once you really get into it, you really, really enjoy it.
That's great. It's great to know that from that you're going to come up with different songs than you would have written on your own because of those two minds working together. The EP that you have out is called Better Be Gone, and we're going to hear the lead single and the title track in just a few moments. But what was that like for you, putting together those five songs, writing them, and going into the studio? Was it obviously pretty exciting to put that together?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a big difference between just you and your guitar and a fully produced version of your song with banjos and fiddles and everything you could want in it. It was just a great experience. The producer that I worked with was absolutely fantastic. He's called Trey Shepherd, and we just had an absolutely amazing time making the record. And I think, you know, going with someone who you trust to bring out the best in your music is so, so important, and I absolutely trusted Trey 100%. And, you know, the final product I'm really, really pleased with, and I love listening to it every time, and I think that's so important too, and
yeah.
I'm really pleased with the EP. It's great.
That's great to be able to say that and to have a producer that you trust, because, you know, you're making that music together and you want it to be honest to your sound, and you don't want someone who's trying to change you in any way. Were there any challenges, Sarah, that you had going into the studio versus performing live? Anything you had to learn or get comfortable with?
I suppose just getting used to taking different takes and figuring out what way you kind of wanted to sing, because I know whenever you're performing live, you just kind of sing it and that's it. But you have to be so critical of yourself when you're in the studio, because you want your track to sound as perfect as it possibly can. And I think you just have to get used to being critical of yourself and
right.
kind of work through it and make the best sound you can.
This is so cool. We're here on the line with you, and you're in Belfast, Northern Ireland. I think this is a first for our show. We've been, of course, across North America and England and different parts, but not Northern Ireland, so it's so great to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be with you, too. I mean, the pleasure is mine, trust me.
That is so sweet, and I should add that our good friends Raintown, Paul and Claire, who have been on the show before, introduced me to you and got me to know your music. And they're a great group, of course, from Glasgow. And you guys will be performing the end of this month.
Yes, absolutely. Raintown are such a great duo. And I got to meet them as well through the Belfast National Songwriters Festival. And, you know, I was so pleased whenever they asked me to come play with them in Glasgow, because I have never played in Scotland before. So that's really going to be good fun, especially, you know, just after Christmas too, because I suppose the next day I can take myself into the Christmas sales as well and buy some nice things. But the gig is actually in Glasgow's version of the Grand Ole Opry. So that's cool. I've kind of played a Grand Ole Opry by the end of this. So that's cool. I like that.
That is really cool. So will you do any cover songs there, any either classic country or current country for the fans?
Well, I'm still deciding on the set, but I do actually do some Johnny Cash. Folsom Prison Blues would be one of the covers I would do, so I might throw that one into the mix if I can. But mostly I think I'll stick to my own stuff, but maybe a little cover would do no harm.
Nice, nice. Well, let's turn to your song, Better Be Gone. What can you tell us about the song, Sarah, before we play it?
Well, the song just kind of came around from the line, by the end of this song, you better be gone. It just came to me one day, and I kind of looked it up, and I was like, have I heard this before? But no, I hadn't. And, yeah, just because I have friends who have horrible, horrible boyfriends and stuff, who they should have just said, you know, I've had enough of you, this is it, kind of thing. And I just wrote a song for that, just for sassy girls who have had enough of boys being mean to them, as girly as that sounds.
Love it. It's a great inspiration behind a song, and as you've just said, a lot of people can relate to it because they're either in that situation or they're friends with somebody who's in that situation.
Mm-hmm, exactly, yeah. So I hope people can relate to it whenever they're listening to it.
Let's hear it now. This is Sarah Crockett and Better Be Gone on In the Country.
I don't wanna hear what you have to say.
And that is my guest, Sarah Crockett, with her song, Better Be Gone. It's also the title track from her EP. You can visit her website, sarahcrockett.com, to order the album, to download it, of course, iTunes as well. Sarah, great sounding song, man. Your voice is so great.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's just got a, it's just really just nice to listen to, and it's you put the emotion in where it needs to be. Really sounding great.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you think so.
Now, who are some of your favorite artists, whether they're influencers or not? Who are some of the singers? You mentioned you saw Brad Paisley earlier. Who are the ones that you enjoy listening to?
Another band that I've seen recently, I saw them last week in Belfast, was the band Perry. I think they are absolutely fantastic. I love the whole vibe to their songs, and especially on stage, how active they are, and it's just such an entertaining show to watch, and I think that's something that I would really like to achieve with my set whenever I'm playing with the band and stuff. Songwriting-wise, Kacey Musgraves is a big influence for me. She's doing really well this year, and it's just how clever her songs are is something that I just find really, really nice and would like to incorporate too. I think whenever I was writing my song So-Called Friends that you mentioned before, I think I was kind of thinking of her kind of style as I was writing it. So,
right.
Yeah, I love her. The song that got me into country music, well, when I say got me into, I mean made me realize that that's what I wanted to write was Blake Shelton's Hear You When I'm Not Looking, just because it was so simple, but so effective, and just made me really feel something. And it's nice to actually know the song that made it seem real for me, you know. I love that.
Yeah, that is really cool to hear that. I mean, it's such a great song, Who Are You When I'm Not Looking. What I love about that, too, is it's just very lyrical. The lyrics stand out in it because they're at the forefront, of course, and That's so cool that really got you excited about music, about country music.
Absolutely. And the first time that I visited Nashville, whenever I was coming home as well, there was a guy playing a cover of that song as I was walking through the airport to come home, and it felt really strange. I was like, that seems coincidental. That's strange. But that was cool.
Yeah. That is a really cool thing to have happen. Are you from a musical family at all, Sarah, or is this something you discovered on your own?
Well, I knew that there are, like, cousins and stuff in my family that would be musical, but in terms of mom and dad and stuff, I think had they been given the opportunity to be musical, yes, they would be, because their, like, parents and stuff were. But, no, I think it's just something that I was given the opportunity to be and kind of find my own way, and I'm really loving it so far.
Well, that's great. And now you're based in Belfast. Is that where you're originally from, or did you move there?
Well, Belfast is just 30 minutes away from my home. I'm actually at home at the minute, so you're talking to me from the middle of nowhere at the minute in the countryside. So, but Belfast is where I live at during the week, because I'm actually still at university, and that's in Belfast, so that's where I stay.
Isn't that terrific? With your songwriting, can you take us back to when you first, and it may have been somewhat recently, but when you first started writing, and anything you learned pretty quickly as you started to do it that you realized you needed to learn to make the songs better?
Well, whenever I started writing, it all came about after I got my first guitar. That was for my 19th birthday. I'm 21 now. Even in the band and stuff, you know, I hadn't really written. It was the bass player that wrote all the songs, so it was nice to get used to. But what I quickly learned was that melody is so, so important. I mean, when I'm listening to this song, I will remember the melody more than I will remember the words. So that was something that I tried to incorporate from an early stage, and I think it's just kind of grown from there. Just thinking, every lyric kind of does count. You know, you have to make it worthwhile and just make it catchy.
Yeah, which is easier said than done, but that is the key. And you want the verses to be just as catchy or just as interesting, so it's not just about getting to the chorus. You really got to, as you said, have the whole song. You don't want to waste a single note, a single chord in there.
Yeah, exactly. And even in the bridge and stuff, you have to make it count and kind of I don't know, bring the story all around and make you feel something. I don't know. I've still a lot to learn, but I'm enjoying it in the process.
Now, is that what comes easiest to you, the melodies more than the lyrics, or about equal? How would you rate those two?
I think both, because, well, actually, melody is what would come to me first, I think, because, I don't know, just that would be what would come into my head first with an idea for a song would be just a little melody. I would get out my phone, record it in, make sure it's locked in there safe before I forget it, but then would come back to it. And kind of, you know, I have lyrical ideas that I'd write down too, and at some stage would combine the two. But, no, I think melody would come to me first.
And as you said, I mean, that's so important in a song because lyrically you want to say something depending on the subject matter, whether it's serious or lighthearted, but the melody is what will keep people listening to the lyric, and the melody underscores that lyric. So if it's a bittersweet song, you know, the melody has to match that to it's a marriage between the two.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
Now, let's turn to another one of your songs. Then we come back. I want to talk a bit about the WSM radio station we all know and your time that you spent on it and a few other things. But let's talk about Hide and Seek. And what can you tell us about the song, Sarah?
Well, I had mentioned there just previously that I'm still at university, and this time next year I will be nearly qualified as a dentist. But that is what Hide and Seek kind of came from. I was sitting at the back of a lecture theater one day thinking, oh, my goodness, I just wish this would be over. And I don't know, the chorus from Hide and Seek just kind of fell out onto the page, and I wrote it down. It's just kind of about wanting to escape and, as cheesy as it sounds, you know, like follow your heart and do what you really want to do. And for me, that is the whole music thing, and that's what Hide and Seek's about. And that's why I really like singing it, because I really, really mean it as well.
Well, it's great when we know that a song has that much meaning to the singer and comes from such a real place. This is Sarah Crockett. She is joining me from just very near Belfast in Northern Ireland. And here's her song, Hide and Seek, on In the Country. Northern Ireland country artist Sarah Crockett, and that is called Hide and Seek from her EP, which is entitled Better Be Gone. SarahCrockett.com is where you can visit her online, of course, Facebook and Twitter and all those social places. Now, you were on WSM when you were in Nashville. You had a chance to sing a bit and chat. Tell us about that experience.
That was a very, very cool thing to do. That was in the first trip to Nashville with the Bell Nash Festival, and the organizers of the festival kind of kept everything a bit hush-hush and hadn't really told us what we were doing until the day we were doing it. So whenever they told us that day, oh, you're going to be on WSM radio today, we were like, oh, my goodness, this is fantastic. But, yeah, we got to go on the Music Row show with Scott and Hino, and it was just really good fun. And I don't know, just to play on the same station that the Grand Ole Opry is broadcast on was really something. It was just really, really something else.
Wow, what an experience to be there in the Music Row show. Is a great one, and that's on YouTube as well. I saw that earlier.
It is, yes. You can see the whole interview and see me singing along, singing away.
Yeah, it's great. There's also online a YouTube video of you at the Bluebird, and I think it was singing Hide and Seek.
It was. It absolutely was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I've been watching those videos over the last few weeks leading up to this, and great stuff people should check out. When you're performing live at those venues, Sarah, what is your comfort level when you're up there, and is it a situation where you enjoy talking you know, in between songs about the songs and maybe something about your life?
Yeah, well, you know, I think before any gig, everybody gets a wee tiny bit nervous, and I do too, but I think once you're up there and you're actually performing, you feel very comfortable, and you know, you just kind of have to get on with it, even if you are nervous. But no, I really, really enjoy it, and it is nice to be able to say a little bit between songs, and it kind of gives people a little bit of an insight into you and your personality. And I think, you know, if people kind of like you, they're going to try and like your songs a bit more too.
That's a good point, and they like you, and then when they find out that you've written the songs and a little bit behind the inspiration, the song becomes more meaningful to them, and I think it hits them a bit more knowing that it's not just somebody else's song, and that's always great too, but the fact that it's a song you've written.
Mm-hmm. And as well as that, just whenever I was in Nashville and just going to gigs and stuff myself, I really, really enjoyed hearing the big songs that were in the charts played by the songwriters who wrote them themselves. I mean, that was one of the big things for me in terms of what I thought was cool when I was there. And it's one of the things I will always remember is going to those small venues and just being blown away by the talent and, you know, hearing your favorite song sung by the actual songwriter. That's just something you don't get to do every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, what an experience. And to, 'cause you're hearing, as you said, that songwriter do it, so their interpretation of the song from the original source. That's so amazing. I mean, I love that whole process of songwriting, and these songwriters, of course, pitch the songs, and then you hear the stories about how sometimes they had to pitch that song over and over again. It's a great song, but it just took time to find the right artist.
It just goes to show that a good song will eventually find its way, and I think that's encouraging to know, too. You know, just that you have to kind of keep plugging away and hoping for the best.
Exactly, because it does take time for that song to be found, for an artist to be heard. And how are you at taking the constructive criticism? Because there are, you know, organizations, the National Songwriters Association International, there's other country music bodies that critique songs, and it's positive feedback, or it's honest feedback anyway. Are you good at somebody telling you possible changes to your songs?
I am always ready to hear possible ways that can improve what you're doing. I mean, because I'm still only doing this a year or two, I am always looking to learn. So if anyone comes up to me with constructive criticism, you know, I'll take it on the chin and take what I can from it, because I think it's important to be able to do that, because how can you improve if you don't know what you're doing wrong? So I think that's a good thing.
For sure, yeah, it's all a part of the learning curve and learning process. You had a chance to perform with Nancy Griffith. What a great singer-songwriter she is, and that was when you were in Nashville, and I believe that was part of the Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival you told us about.
Yes, that was when the festival was in Belfast. That was when I supported Nancy Griffith in February, and, you know, she had been playing on the radio in my house from I was just a small girl. So it was a very cool thing for maybe to be able to support her and meet her and know that I got to play before her. And even the crowd that was there that night, you know, they enjoyed my music and they also enjoy her music. And it was just nice to know that I fit in. And it was a really great opportunity, and I'm so thankful for having that opportunity.
That's pretty amazing that somebody that you grew up listening to in your household, you got to perform with and talk with. What an amazing experience.
It definitely was. I have to say, I did have a bit of a freak out girl moment whenever I heard the news. I did cry a little bit.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Those the kind of experiences are just pretty amazing. It's hard to put into words, I'm sure. And as you said, you had a good cry over it. let's talk about the new album that you mentioned before, working on a song that you've written with Benita Hill, a big hit writer of many songs, including a couple for Garth Brooks. But what can you tell us about the new album so far?
Well, I'm still just writing songs and trying to get co-writes with people. I think until I have a lot of songs that I'm going to choose from, I'm going to just keep promoting the EP for a wee while longer. But I definitely need to get into the studio to record a few more ones as soon as I can, because it's hard having the songs sitting there and not having them recorded to hear the full product. But no, it's something that I'm going to be working on over the next year, and hopefully sometime in the near future there'll be an album.
Something to look forward to. SarahCrockett.com is the website people can check out and follow you there to hear about any new albums coming out and, of course, tours and your next big gig coming up in Glasgow, Scotland. For those in that area who can make it out, they can find out the details at your website, but it's with Raintown, a great duo, Paul and Claire, and that's happening December 27th of this year. Sarah, it has been such a pleasure having you on to talk about your music and share your songs, and I really enjoyed it.
I have had a great time. Thank you so much again, Dave. This has been so lovely.
My pleasure, and it's a great time chatting with Belfast, Northern Ireland country artist Sarah Crockett. Once again, her website, sarahcrockett.com. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.